But, you know, like, I was riding home in my car, and I prayed, Lord, let us get home, because I was afraid for my car gonna blow up, not blow up, but, you know what I mean? I thought I was gonna maybe blow the engine. I was scared of that happening, because I don't want to lose one more, and I've lost a couple cars this year. And, anyways, you know, I generally, though, I pray for things. Yeah, I pray, give us our daily bread. But my life's focus, I don't pray that all the live long day. Honestly, I just say that once a day. So I pray with my kids. But most of the time, my heart's desire is to seek the righteousness of God, to seek the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? I'll tell you this. I know what's not in the kingdom of God. Paul in the Epistle to the Galatians says, look, at the works of the flesh are these. I haven't memorized these. I don't really care about these. I don't want to memorize them. Like, okay, I got to memorize the works of the flesh. I have not memorized these. I've memorized things like Peter said, add your faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, patience to patience, godliness, patience, temperance to temperance, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness and the brotherly kindness, love. I memorized that. But I didn't memorize the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, strife, etc., etc. Study Galatians. And such like. Works of iniquity. That's what the works of the flesh is. It's sin. Heresies included. And of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in all righteousness, in all godliness, in all truth. In those things pure, unadulterated, unleavened. That's what we need to have. Well, nobody has all the truth. I'm not saying I have all the truth. I'm just saying what I have is unmingled. I want to have truth that is unmingled with lies. And it's easy to get that stuff out. You know how you get it out? Simplify. Simplify. Don't add in all this other gobbledygook nonsense. The men intruding into things that they ought not. Their fleshly minds puffed up. Key knights. Oh, and then all the other thing. And angels. And oh, and genealogies. And days and moons and months. And holidays. And feast days. And Sabbath days. And all these other things in their mind. And they say, knowledge, knowledge. And that's not knowledge. I know I wasted time with that. If you get core down to the gospel, to the heart of the thing, it's very easy to get it all right. It's when they get distracted with this other nonsense. Intruding into prophecies that God has not revealed to them. I'm gonna teach the book of Revelation. After the Gospels. And you know what? God has given me a lot of understanding in that regard. But there's some things that I know are hidden. And I'm going to enjoy teaching it, even if nobody listens. I don't care. I do care. Yeah, you know, I want people to listen, but I don't teach this. You know, I teach this for my wife and my brother, but primarily for me. And even more so than primarily, ultimately, because God directed me to do so. I can't think of any other reason that I would keep doing this except God is lit a fire under me to do it. You know what I mean? There's no selfish like, you know, I want to practice it's just because, you know why? I love doing it. That's why I do. I love to do it. It's fun. I enjoy myself. I like to sit here. You know, people always say of me, Paul, you can fellowship everyone under the table. Well, it's Ben said. They don't always say it. I always find myself getting in conversations with people about God and they go away. Even brethren. It's not that I don't blame them. There's always something calling. There's always something where they gotta go, something they gotta do. You know? Always gotta be off. You know, even my wife, we talk a lot, but you know, she gets tired and she works so hard raising our children. She doesn't have time to sit and talk with me. I know she's told me she gets a lot out of the Bible studies though, because she can, it's like I'm there with her. And all those times, you know. And that's what she loved me for in the first place. She married me because I was a Bible teacher. And she fell in love with me for my Bible studies. And, you know, no one really has the time to sit. There are some people who like to talk to me. Friends. But I mean, you know, for the most part, a lot of times people run out of time. And sometimes I thought to myself, when I do get in long conversations, it's like, boy, you know, it's all this stuff that's being said. Maybe I should capture it. What's that got to do with whatever we hear, you know, he hear us, whatever we ask. We know that we have the petitions we desired of him. I don't know, because I always have desired from a youth to serve God. I want to be a prophet. But he has first caused me to be a teacher. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking, hi, you know. James says, be not many teachers. There's a greater judgment. And I see the teachers of the world and the Bible. Man, there's judgment coming. And you know what? If I'm not of the truth, there's judgment coming on me. That's what the truth says. That's not the truth either. We're all just going to enter into life. Hey. If that was so, then that was so. But I honestly love the thing I am affected in. If I'm deceived, boy, I like it. So, if we know that he hears us whatever we ask, meaning, the simple thing of this, we ask things according to his will. Not so much like, if it be your will. Well, that's no point. No, we ask according to his will. Then we know he hears us. Like I said, God, let me walk in righteousness. God, let me walk in godliness. Turn me away from sinfulness. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let these things be. Now, in this present world. Now, I don't know about the moment right now. Maybe that's not God's will. Right now. You know? No, when I demand it. The reason I say that is because as one who has had his prayers deferred and put off for a time. Yeah, I know what it is to wait. Okay? But still, in this present world, I know that from the, I know that's God's will. Because the Word of God says so. It says in this present world we are to be a certain way.